Hello there. Welcome to another episode of The Leftovers. This is the podcast after the show, because I'm not done talking. Although in this case, it was that I started talking way earlier than normal this afternoon around, I think it was at 1 o'clock. I was a guest on the Guy Benson Show. He's, of course, our brand new midday show from noon to three on KTTH. It's an outstanding show. I hope you truly give it a shot. I know a lot of people maybe have not listened in middays for a bit, and some of you maybe don't even know that we have a new show, but we do have a new show. It is Guy Benson, very conservative talk show, perfect for catching up on a lot of the national issues. But I'm on his show probably two times a month. I fill in for him quite a bit as well. But we talk about some of the local issues, and today we talked a little bit about the Seattle Public School decision to move on from the gifted program. But then he reminded me of something that happened to me over the weekend that I really wanted to talk about but totally forgot to talk about. And I'm glad he brought it up, because I have some additional thoughts. But first, here is how the interview went.
Joining us now is Jason Rantz, host of the Jason Rantz Show, KTTH, our great affiliate in Seattle. You should buy and read his book, What's Killing America? Jason, great to have you here as usual.
Great to be here as usual.
So I saw this story. You had posted about it, and I feel like almost every topic we cover with you qualifies as woke tales, but this one is extra woke tales. So let's play the jingle. All right, this is about a gifted program in Seattle for students who are, as you might have guessed, gifted. We've seen elements of the left, the DEI equity-obsessed left, at war with gifted programs, really trying to bring down the lowest common denominator to drag everyone down to the same level. I'm not surprised it's happening in your neck of the woods, but give us the latest.
Yeah, so the latest is we are in the next phase of phasing out these gifted student programs, which essentially can be either individual classes or entire schools, where if you qualify as quote unquote gifted based on testing, you get special attention. You get to move forward at a faster rate than you normally would. This is due in part to kids who are very, very smart end up becoming very, very bored in the traditional classes. And oddly enough, they end up falling behind. This was not a controversy until the Seattle School District and the school board decided to make it one. And this actually was before the BLM movement of sort of post-George Floyd. This actually started back in 2018. And BLM was sort of a thing at that point, but not nearly what it became. And what they basically said was, we see that there are too many white students in these courses. And that means, because there's a disproportionality, that it is somehow racist and an example of white supremacy culture. And so what they did was hire some equity analyst to go in and try to figure out why this was happening. And they made some tweaks to the way that they were getting students into the system, but they didn't really see any dramatic shifts in the demographics, that it was still too white and too Asian, and there were too few Black and Latinos going into the courses. So they decided, we're just going to get rid of it. And at the time that they had done this, you heard from Black parents who had kids in the gifted program saying, hey, look, if you want to work a little bit harder to make sure that there are more Black and Hispanic kids who should be in these courses to get into these courses, go ahead and do that. But all you're doing is hurting our kids. And that's obviously not right. And they really put up a fight, and they were dismissed as merely, quote unquote, this is quoting the school board director at the time, calling them tokens of white parents. And so as of this upcoming school year.
Oh, hang on. So you have these Black parents with their kids in the gifted program because their kids need it and are qualified for it and are good at school. And this is an amazing resource for them. And when these progressives, quote unquote, pursuing progress as they see it, were on the warpath to get rid of the program, thus directly harming their own children. Mm-hmm. When they objected to that and raised an issue, they were actually publicly called tokens?
Yeah, they said that they were being tokenized by the white parents because apparently Black parents can't decide on their own what is best for their kids.
Oh, it's so racist.
Offensive. Yeah, it's racist, but this is the kind of thing that they do, all while donning those white knight bits of armor that they love to cloud themselves in. Oh, we're white knight, literally white knights coming to the rescue of people of color while harming that very community. And so the reason why we started to talk about this again this week, Seattle Times had a piece as well a couple days ago, is that the schools are now doing what's called a whole classroom model. This is supposed to be the replacement for the gifted programs, except it's being used across and ultimately will be used across every single classroom in every single school. And let me tell you something. This is the dumbest idea I think I have ever seen coming out of the Seattle Public School District, and it's being implemented apparently outside of the district as well. Here's how this model works. The classroom gets students of all different learning abilities by design. You're going to get some kids who would otherwise go into the gifted program. You would get some other kids who otherwise would stay in their traditional classroom.
Like special ed.
You would also get some kids who might, not special ed per se, but you're getting very close to that, right? That you can technically stay in some of these classrooms, but you're going to need the assistance of a paraeducator. So what they're doing now is combining all of those folks into one classroom, and they're not giving any extra funding. There's not really any extra training for the teacher. So you still have this regular teacher handling like 30 kids of all different academic backgrounds by design. And it feels to me like that's just going to fail everyone equally. So rather than bring up the test scores of Black and Hispanic students so more would qualify for the gifted program, they're bringing everybody down to the same level and harming everyone. It makes no sense.
And their actual argument for getting rid of the gifted programs are that it's just too much of certain skin colors.
Yeah, that was like basically the complaint. And the implication being that there was some sort of systemic racism that was going on that kept Black and Hispanic kids from getting into the gifted courses, which, of course, does not explain why there's so many Asian students who are actually overrepresented in these in the gifted program.
Yeah, it's also like a big screw you to the, you know, people of color who did qualify and who were in it, who were enjoying it, and in fact relying on it maybe in some cases to go and thrive and achieve in life. It's like, oh, we got to rip that away from you because there's not enough people who look like you, quote unquote. So the whole thing has to go away. And the other thing, Jason, before we move on to another topic, let's say there were disproportionately high Black and Hispanic students in these gifted programs. There is zero chance they would get rid of them under those circumstances, right?
Oh, so, 100%.
So that's just textbook literal racism, saying if the melatonin levels of people were this in the exact same class, we would like it. But because the melatonin levels on average are that instead, we're getting rid of the class.
Yeah, it was in the last year's survey, it was like 52% white. If it was 52% Hispanic or Black, they would say absolutely nothing. And by the way, even though they say they want to get representative of the actual demographic, I think in Black students, they're about 15% in the school system. So they want to get to 15% within the gifted program. If they went to 20%, they wouldn't suddenly say, well, okay, we're getting a little overzealous here. We're going to have to cut down so it's more a reflection of the community. They don't want a reflection of the community. That is just a made-up talking point that's supposed to placate folks who might push back. But we all know that if it was in reverse, they wouldn't say anything.
Jason, I saw that you had a tweet about an encounter that you had outside a grocery store, a high-end grocery store that I'm quite familiar with myself, Whole Foods. Tell us about this exchange.
Oh, I inadvertently found a way to get people to stop me, to stop stopping me as I'm walking out to sign a petition or give money to some group. I was walking out of the Whole Foods over the weekend, and I was wearing a yellow sweatshirt. And the guy who was with some group, I don't even know, stopped me, and his sort of entryway to get me into a conversation to, you know, sign some petition said, oh, we both have yellow sweaters. And then he looked down and he saw the fact that my sweater actually was the Israeli Defense Force logo and in support of IDF soldiers. And then I looked at his sweater and he had a nice little pro-Palestinian, either it was a sticker or a button of some kind on the shirt. And his smile went to a frown and I just walked away. Did not have to have that conversation whatsoever. And I highly recommend not just to support the IDF in Israel, but to get out of these annoying conversations with people. Just put on an IDF or an Israeli t-shirt or sweater and you're golden.
So you don't even know what the cause was?
No clue. I have no clue. It might not have even had anything to do with the Palestinian cause. It might have just been an activist who wanted to make sure that everyone knew precisely where it is he stood. I have no clue. I have no interest. I can't stand talking to these people because it's in Seattle, which means 99% of the time it's going to be Planned Parenthood or some very far to the left cause. Every once in a while you get like, I'm here to save puppies. Okay, I'll listen to you. But that's about it. And it's almost never the puppy people.
So truly, like, genuine question here. Did you at all fear for your safety as a Jewish person walking around? Not just like I support Israel, but like, here's an IDF shirt. Like, good for you. I'm obviously totally on your side here. But given some of the insanity and some of the volatility of some of the people who are adamantly opposed to Israel, I mean, that's certainly a fashion choice.
I'm not going to lie here in that I forgot that was the sweatshirt that I was wearing when I happened to just run to the Whole Foods, because there's one that's very close to me. But I have had that like internal discussion with myself of like, do I really want to wear this outside of the apartment? So if I'm wearing it, you know, if I'm choosing to wear it outside, knowingly wearing it outside, I usually do it when it's early in the morning. That said, I also have a concealed carry permit, so I don't feel quite as vulnerable when I'm going out there. Not that I ever want to have to use my concealed carry pistol, but I feel a little bit more comfortable. I definitely got, this time I did notice more looks, or at least I've convinced myself that I got more looks. And so it is kind of like a weird social experiment when you're walking around.
Yeah, that makes sense. And hopefully you never have to exercise that right to self-defense, but
Correct.
You've got it as a responsible gun owner, and you're in a city now with fewer and fewer cops in very hostile territory, so I'm glad you're protecting yourself. I have a Fox News pullover, and occasionally I'll forget similar lines that I've got it on, and I'll go out in my neighborhood in the D.C. area. You'll get some looks.
Yep.
You'll get some sneers, and then you'll also get some sort of under the breath attaboys, a little fist bump.
Love it.
They're out there. Jason Rantz, KTTH, our proud affiliate in Seattle. Keep the faith, sir. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you for having me. So there you go. And again, you can tune in live to the Guy Benson Show weekdays from noon to 3. And it was funny, I didn't know he was going to bring up the story about the sweater. And oddly enough, I was going to bring it up on my regular radio show, and I totally forgot that I had posted it. But it was funny. And, you know, he, as you heard, he asks if I even knew what this guy was representing. And obviously, I didn't know. I am now curious. I am kind of curious. And maybe next time, just because I'm, you know, that kind of guy, I'll sit there or stand there and actually talk and see if he's willing to continue to pitch me whatever left-wing cause he's trying to get me interested in, right? Because I don't know how often someone truly is paying attention to the text you have on your shirt, right? I don't know, I suppose, if you're a naturally curious or observant person, it will catch your attention. But not everyone is like that. In fact, probably most people aren't like that. They seem to just not really care. I'd love to test it one day. I'd love to I want to test it with the right kind of person. Wouldn't want to do it, you know, with the socialist groups that are outside of a anti-Semite rally. I'll pass on that one. But just coming out of a Whole Foods or going in, I think I might want to see, at least see how long it takes them before they just say, never mind. You're not my kind. And I have to imagine that it would dawn on them at some point that if I'm wearing the IDF shirt, although in fairness, and I've said this before, not all Democrats hold this virulently anti-Semitic view of Israel that the progressive base does, right? Including in Seattle. I think you have way more people who support Israel than support Hamas. But obviously, you know, there's quite a few out there. I am going to assume that whoever is an activist asking for signatures, they tend to be pretty far to the left, they will assume that I'm a conservative because of my sweater. That's my basic assumption. They don't have that assumption, unless they know who I am, when I'm wearing any other type of clothing that's nondescript, just, you know, a button-up shirt or something. And you know, they'll pitch me with this assumption that because I live in Seattle or I'm in Seattle, that I agree with them politically, and all they need to do is just make me aware of the plight of folks fighting for reproductive rights or whatever it is, and they, I think, assume that I'll just be willing to sign something. And I, you know, I never test it because I just, they are annoying. I have zero interest. And I'm not someone who's looking to get into some sort of, you know, verbal altercation with these people. I just say, no, I'm not interested. Now, if someone were, if it's like clearly a Planned Parenthood person, and I've heard them do this, though I have not personally experienced it, that when you say no, thank you, they say, oh, why is that? If that happens to me, I will happily say why. I'm not going to be a jerk about it and say, like, abortion is murder. I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to say because I don't support abortion. That's why. Because I'm pro-life, not pro-abortion. I have no problem saying that. And, you know, I've kind of, in my own head, gone through that. Let's not call it a fantasy. But at the end of the day, just kind of want to know what happens next. How intolerant are these people? Because in my own head, they're incredibly intolerant. And you know what? Maybe I'm the one who's at fault here. And had I said that, they would say, oh, no, totally respect your opinion. It's good to see that there's some, you know, semblance of balance in Seattle. We're on different sides of this particular issue, but I respect the heck out of anyone who holds a view that is civil in disagreement. I don't think that would happen, but it would be an interesting. Imagine if that is what happened. Imagine if that would happen. I think my mind would be blown. I don't think I could ever say a nasty thing about the left ever again. Oh, I'm going to be let down, though, let's be honest. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you tomorrow.